sweet Jesus. Lucy? Lucy!
I found John Ferrier at the edge of the clearing. He'd been beaten like an animal and shot. Lucy wasn't there.
Were you able to build up any picture of what happened?
Not until next morning. I saw the tracks. A lot of men on horseback. They'd come up behind us along the path. And they'd turned back towards Salt Lake City. They'd taken our horses. But I set off after them.
How long did it take you?
6 days. By the time I reached the city, I must have looked a wild sight. I stayed in the shadows. The streets were hung with flags. They were celebrating the marriage of an eldest son. All I heard was talk about the great rivalry between these two fine young men. On the very day I got there, the prophet had given my Lucy to Enoch Drebber.
What did you do?
I went back into the mountains. I suppose I must have lost my senses for a time. When I came to myself, I returned to the city. I knew what I'd find there. I knew she was dead. Dead of grief and shame. Some of Drebber's other wives were keeping vigil over her body. I took his ring from her finger. I'd not have her buried in Drebber's ring. And I vowed I'd not rest till I'd made them pay for what they'd done to my love. The rest is easily told. There was a great split among the chosen people. Many gave up the faith. Drebber, Stangerson among them. John Ferrier's fortune had made Drebber a rich man. But for some reason, he and Stangerson stuck to each other's company and set off to travel together. They were rich and I was poor, but I dogged them. I followed them across two continents. Sometimes I nearly caught up with them. And at times I lost the trail for long stretches. But always, I kept going. Always.
Just how long has this business been going on?
20 years. 20 years. And eventually I tracked them here, London.
Where you obtained employment as a cab driver?
Wherever they went, I was always at their heels. At first I planned to surprise them. I reckon they thought I was dead years before. But they somehow got wind of me. They were cunning. Never went out alone. Hardly ever after nightfall. And I thought it was all up. I knew I had no chance against the two of them together if they were on guard.
But they got callous. Drebber had taken to drink.
It wasn't only the drink. In the end, it was a woman that did for him. I liked that. It was fitting. I'd sat in my cab and watched when the two of them were thrown out of that boarding house. I knew why. And I sat and watched again when Drebber went back after that pretty face and her brother lashed into him in the street. And I tell you, I enjoyed that. I waited till the boy had finished with him. And I drove up to where Drebber was lying in the gutter.
Charpentier's cab. I didn't believe him.
Now, Drebber didn't recognize me. He was practically out on his feet from drink and the thrashing he'd had. He asked me to take him to his hotel.
But you didn't. You took him to an empty house in the Brixton Road.
I'd found it weeks before. I knew I could get inside easy enough when the time came. And I had him on his own. At last.
This is my hotel. Cabby, it's damn dark here.
Now, Enoch Drebber. Huh? Who am I?
What do you mean? Who are you? I don't know you. I've never seen.
I'd always known that vengeance would be sweet, John. But I'd never hoped for the contentment of soul that I felt at that moment. It was like madness. The pulses in my temples beat like sledgehammers. And I believe I'd have had some sort of fit if the blood hadn't gushed from my nose. And only